assisting in the kidnapping of Elizabeth Smart back in 2002 has been released from Utah State Prison. 72-year-old Wanda Barzee spent 15 years behind bars and was unexpectedly released 5 years ahead of schedule when the state parole board credited her with time served in federal custody. She pleaded guilty in 2010 to kidnapping Elizabeth Smart with her husband, Brian David Mitchell. Differences remain in parts of two farm bills which have passed the U.S. House and Senate. Michigan's Debbie Stabenow, though, is optimistic solutions can be found, even though President Trump has been blaming her on Twitter as the reason a deal's not been done.
As usual, there are regional differences that come up. It's usually less about partisanship and more about regions and commodities that are grown.
The Democratic Senator Stabenow making her remarks during a teleconference when she received the endorsement of the Michigan Farm Bureau. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The U.S. Supreme Court says a lot of nonprofit groups have to disclose the identity of wealthy donors who give money to pay for aggressive political ads. Yesterday's ruling on so-called dark money donations, coming just 7 weeks before the midterm elections, it's expected to apply to explicitly political ads run by nonprofits between now and Election Day. The ads in question are those that tell people to vote for or against a candidate. People will no longer be able to donate to those ads anonymously. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he'll soon visit South Korea. Kim making the announcement today at a summit in Pyongyang with South Korean leader Moon Jae-in at his side. At the joint press conference, Moon said a summit with Kim could happen in Seoul this year. A Seoul summit with Kim Jong-un would be the first visit to the South by a North Korean leader since the peninsula was split after World War II. And the dictionary is growing again. The latest edition of the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has 840 new words, including many that are, well, rather familiar to many people. New entries include adorbs, fave, mocktail, Instagramming, and airplane mode. Well, remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
See that one coming back here? This?
Let me just put the next news on
sure
for you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The California woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault more than 30 years ago says she wants a full FBI investigation before she agrees to testify before the Senate Judiciary Panel. The panel has set such a hearing up for Monday, but Christine Blasey Ford hasn't said she'll attend yet. President Trump says,
if she shows up, that would be wonderful. If she doesn't show up, that would be unfortunate.
President Trump speaking as he arrives in North Carolina to view flooding from Hurricane Florence.
Some of the flooding is actually epic, hard to believe.
At least 35 deaths now blamed on Florence. Two South Carolina mental health patients are dead after the sheriff's office van that was taking them to a hospital was swept off the road by floodwaters. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers,
help,
high-fiving neighbors, 2-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccines subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
The woman convicted of assisting in the kidnapping of Elizabeth Smart back in 2002 has been released from Utah State Prison. 72-year-old Wanda Barzee spent 15 years behind bars and was unexpectedly released 5 years ahead of schedule when the state parole board credited her with time served in federal custody. She pleaded guilty in 2010 to kidnapping Elizabeth Smart with her husband, Brian David Mitchell. Differences remain in parts of two farm bills which have passed the U.S. House and Senate. Michigan's Debbie Stabenow, though, is optimistic solutions can be found, even though President Trump has been blaming her on Twitter as the reason a deal's not been done.
As usual, there are regional differences that come up. It's usually less about partisanship and more about regions and commodities that are grown.
The Democratic Senator Stabenow making her remarks during a teleconference when she received the endorsement of the Michigan Farm Bureau. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The U.S. Supreme Court says a lot of nonprofit groups have to disclose the identity of wealthy donors who give money to pay for aggressive political ads. Yesterday's ruling on so-called dark money donations coming just 7 weeks before the midterm elections. It's expected to apply to explicitly political ads run by nonprofits between now and Election Day. The ads in question are those that tell people to vote for or against a candidate. People will no longer be able to donate to those ads anonymously. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he'll soon visit South Korea. Kim making the announcement today at a summit in Pyongyang with South Korean leader Moon Jae-in at his side. At the joint press conference, Moon said a summit with Kim could happen in Seoul this year. A Seoul summit with Kim Jong-un would be the first visit to the South by a North Korean leader since the peninsula was split after World War II. And the dictionary is growing again. The latest edition of the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has 840 new words, including many that are, well, rather familiar to many people. New entries include adorbs, fave, mocktail, Instagramming, and airplane mode. Well, remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. I am so happy to be with you today. My name is Mark LaRose. I am your host for this afternoon. We started a few minutes late, had technical difficulties, so I apologize if you've been waiting around, but it will be worth your wait. Totally worth your wait. I'll make sure of that. So, listen, we got some great things going on down at the Max Challenge of Clinton. We are located, first of all, at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza at 1802 Route 31 North. And our phone number, because you will want to get a hold of us, is 908. Wait. Get the pen and paper. Come on. I'll wait a second. Pick up that pen and paper. Okay. 908-627-7020. There you go. 908-627-7020. And we just had a fantastic trial class on Sunday. We had a lot of people come in. We had people join our next challenge, which is starting a couple of days from now on Monday, September 24th. If you are not registered for this challenge, all right, you know you've seen it. I know you've seen it on Facebook. Maybe you got something in the mail or your friends are talking to you about it. And back in July, you were like, it's the summer and I got things to do, like lay on a beach, you know, and drink margaritas and things like that. Well, guess what? Summer's over. It's officially autumn coming up now, and you need to be in this challenge, this 10-week challenge, okay? Guarantee you will have fun, and I guarantee you're going to get results, definitely, okay? Hey, Liz, I see you. Thanks for joining in. So, again, our phone number is 908-627-7020, and Team Clinton is here to help you. Ron and Lauren Adelstein, the amazing owners who are the driving force behind the Max Challenge of Clinton. Megan Smith, our lead instructor. Jillian Van Nostrand, who is an instructor and a fantastic Mel at the front, membership experience leader. And we also have brought on another person who's coming in, Sarah Oldham, who is awesome. And she's just joined Team Clinton also. So listen up, folks. If you're listening and you need more information, you check out our Facebook page. We got links all over the place. But call us. So we have membership specials going on too. And our kickoff, by the way, you don't have to be a member to come to the kickoff on Sunday. This Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m. at our beautiful center at the Grey Rock Shopping Plaza, members are going to be there. Our new members are going to be there. It's not a workout. It's going to be educational, informational, and motivational. So you don't even have to have enrolled yet if you want to come down and check us out and sit down with us, okay? So that's going to be this Sunday, 7:30. Just come on over. So, you know, one of the things that I want to talk with you about today is a subject I think that in the fitness world is really not talked about too much. It may not even be in the fitness world, too. It could be in just regular life that it's not talked about too much. And I think it's an important subject. And that subject is one of accountability. Yeah, accountability in the fitness world, in the health and fitness field. This is a subject that is actually near and dear to our hearts at the Max Challenge of Clinton. You know, it's something. Well, let's break it down. Let's break it down on how accountability is important. It's not even just for your fitness goals, is it? It's not. It's going to be for regular goals. You know, it could be financial goals. It could be relationship goals. It could be career goals. This is an important subject, but I'm going to talk to you specifically about how accountability plays into the psychology of goal setting when it comes to your fitness and your health goals, which really, if you think about it, might be more important goals than any other goals that you have. Because without your health, all the money and the career and all that stuff, it's not going to do you any good. It's not going to do you any good. You're just, you know, we're always just borrowing these things. Remember that, okay? So let's break it down, first of all, on how accountability is important to specifically achieving your fitness goals. Got about a minute here. For starters, here's one of the biggest keys, and it's something that we preach at the Max Challenge of Clinton, and that is consistency. That's one of the keys of accountability, is going to be consistency, okay? And so the consistency part means that you are showing up and walking in the doors and following the nutrition plan, drinking your water, and really keeping your focus on it. But without accountability, it's hard to be consistent. Let me give you an example. I'll give you an example here real quick. You know what? I'm going to hold off on the example. I'm going to go to a quick commercial break. It's not going to be long, so don't go far. Got to pay the bills here for the station here. So this is Max Living. This is brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Do not go far, because I'm going to come right back, okay? Hang tight.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back, and we are joined by, I see Lauren's watching, Ron's watching, Megan is watching. Thanks for tuning in. Talking about accountability and your fitness goals, remember the number, 908-627-7020. Unless you are driving and it's unsafe, you should be writing that number down, okay? You really are going to want information about this amazing program. Our new challenge starts on Monday. Okay, listen, I was going to give you an example. We were talking about accountability and how part of accountability is consistency. So here's the example, and this is going to sound familiar to you, especially if you have ever donated money on a monthly basis to a big box gym that doesn't just give a damn about you. That's the truth of the matter. I speak the truth here, all right? So let's say you're super psyched about starting a workout program, an exercise program. You're going to eat better. You're finally going to take care of yourself. You've made up your mind. So you set yourself a goal. What you're going to do is you're going to get up and you're going to hit the gym every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 a.m. Okay, that's a good goal. That's a good goal. Three times a week to start. I'll take that. All right. You do it for 2 weeks. Straight through, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you are up and out of bed and you are hitting that gym at 5 a.m. But then one morning, it's all it takes sometimes, right? One morning, your alarm doesn't go off, or you're just a little extra tired that day and you use that darn snooze button because you kind of like sleeping in, right? Yeah. You decide that you just don't want to get up that day. And so working out that early in the morning isn't going to happen anymore. Because what's going to happen here is you're going to break the cycle. And the chances that you are going to return to your success for those 2 short weeks are minimal. So you don't get up. You don't go back. And then what happens then? You don't achieve your goal. And the reason is that you had no accountability. All right? In a little while, I'm going to talk to you about the max challenge difference when it comes to accountability. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to make a bold statement here, and I want you to listen to me, especially if you're not a member. We, Team Clinton, offer you something that almost is nowhere in the entire fitness industry. I've been doing this for 18 years. Ron's been doing this for 25 years. My goodness, we know that what our difference is here with accountability is unheard of anywhere else in the fitness industry, the fitness world. And I'll tell you, you know, it's funny because before I got here, I was sitting downstairs. I was just making sure, going over my notes and things like this, and I was on Facebook setting up, making sure Wi-Fi was good here. And you ready for this? So one of the things that comes onto my phone is an ad. And I'm not going to name the gym, but you can, you know, get your membership there for 10 bucks a month. And it was so funny because on this ad, it said judgment-free zone. Sounds ominous to me. Judgment-free zone. Do you know what that also says to me? Accountability-free zone. That does. That does. And you're going to understand in just a minute why. Listen, listen, if you're not serious about getting healthier, if you're not serious about living longer, if you're not serious about being able to play with your children or your grandchildren, if you're not serious about being around when your child gets married, then this message may not be for you. Okay, because you're always putting it off and putting it off. But that's almost everybody I talk to and Ron talks to and Lauren talks to. It's just the way it is. So there's a thing called self-accountability. This is a factor that really there's a lack of self-accountability. But I'm gonna cut ahead. I just want to read from my notes here. I have a statistic that I thought was fantastic. There is actually an American Society of Training and Development that did a study on accountability, and it found that you have a 65% chance of completing a goal if you commit it to someone in particular, outside of yourself. I mean, you're sharing this goal with someone. Now, if you have specific accountability, your chances of success of that goal go up to 95%. You understand what I'm saying here? 95% success rate for your goals when you have a specific accountability program attached to your goal. And that is for your fitness goal too. And how does this play in? Well, I just mentioned big box gyms and judgment-free zones, accountability-free zones, right? You know why? Because you think you want that. Listen to me. You think you want accountability free, but deep down, you don't. Because deep down, if you're really honest with yourself, you're going to admit to yourself that without that accountability, you're going to fail at your fitness and health goals. And then what happens? You're going to become nervous or afraid of what the doctor's going to tell you on your next visit, okay, or what your significant other's thinking about you. I'm being honest. This is hard truth. Okay. More importantly, what you think about yourself when you look in the mirror. And if you don't succeed at these goals and nobody gives a damn about you, you're just going to keep feeling like crap and walking around in fear. Hey, Samantha. How you doing, kiddo? Good to see you. Okay. So you think you want accountability free, especially when it's like a commodity, you know, for $9.99 a month, $9.99 a month. And you get accountability free, judgment free, whatever the crap is. It's crap is what it is. I'm being honest with you. It's just crap. That's not what you need. You think it is, but it's not. Okay. The max challenge difference. Okay. What we do for you when you're serious about your health and fitness goals is we provide you that accountability. How do we do it? You register, you enroll. You're going to reserve a class time, okay, for yourself. So let's say you choose, you know, we're going to begin to offer 7 a.m. classes this coming Monday for the next challenge. So you have a choice of 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 9:30 a.m., or 5:30 and 7:30 p.m., okay? So let's say when you enroll, you choose 7 a.m. Well, you come for a while, and you don't come in for a day. One day you miss class completely. Maybe the next day you miss class too. Well, guess what? One of us is going to get on the phone and we're going to give you a call and we're going to message you on Facebook. We're going to text you and we're going to find out that you're okay. Are you sick? Are you okay? Did the car break down? Is everybody who is important for you okay in your life, are they okay? And when we find out that they're okay, then it's going to be, well, the next question is, when are you going to get back in class? Because this is what you signed up for. You signed up because you are serious about taking your health to the next level. That's the accountability that we offer. That is the max challenge difference with accountability. There's a ton of other things that are the max challenge difference. And Liz, I see your message and I'll woohoo that back. I don't blame you. So when it comes to fitness goals, it's going to take some work and dedication and commitment. One of the things I talked to with some of our members this past week was the words decision and commitment and resolve. And I got to say hi to my beautiful fiance, Susan, who just logged in. I love you, honey. Commitment, decision, and resolve. And you know what's interesting? It's the whole commitment part of it, making up your mind. The decision part of it, making up your mind to do something about it. It's like a battle in your head. It's like a war going on in your mind, and you fight with yourself. And, you know, our brains, I think it's evolutionary, our brains are designed that after about 5 seconds, it looks for negativity. It only takes about 5 seconds. It looks for negativity. It's going to look for reasons for you to stay in bed. It's going to look for reasons for you to keep going to McDonald's or some crap at lunch, okay? It's going to look for reasons for you to stay unhealthy and not put in the work. That's the decision part of it. But when you make the decision to enroll at the Max Challenge of Clinton, then comes the commitment. And when you need to stick with the commitment, that's when the accountability part's going to come in. And you will thank us. Guaranteed, you will thank us. Okay? Most people, they start out with very good intentions. And again, this can be broadened out to other goals too, but I'm focusing mainly on your fitness and your health. Most people start out with good intentions, and but when they quit, and you know, if you want to scroll into our video section on our Facebook page, I did an amazing show, a Max Living broadcast about a month or so ago about why people quit gyms. Personally, it's one of my top 5 favorite broadcasts that I've done so far. You need to listen to that if you haven't. But what I was saying was, is most people start out with these great intentions, but then when they quit, they will come up, you will come up with 1 million excuses or 1,000,001 excuses to justify why you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. I have an old expression that I've used many times. Probably the number one reason, you got this, you can write this down. The number one reason why you are not hitting your health and fitness goals is because you are not doing what you're supposed to be doing. The second reason, a close second to that, as to why you're not hitting your health and fitness goals is because you are not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Those are the top 2 reasons why you are unhealthy and feeling miserable. And we are there to change that with you, okay, with every single member. And now we're in week 10 of our very first challenge. And in that last week's show, you need to go find that link and you need to listen to some of the testimonies that we read on air of our members and their success stories and people that are crushing their goals. I talked to a gentleman this morning who was in our 9:30 class, and he walked up to me and he said, 31 pounds, Mark, 31 pounds he's down. Okay. I had another lady, okay, from the earlier class, 24 pounds. I mean, come on. This works. This works. Anyway, going back to this. I think we have found out, basically, that the number one reason that people quit an exercise and nutrition program is that there's no consequences to your actions. Okay, that's why it's so easy to join a big box gym and donate to somebody's kid's college fund over there on a monthly basis, and you just let them keep taking the money every month, you know, because you decided that you were so serious about this that you were going to sign a 1-year contract, and now you're stuck in it for a year, so they're going to keep taking it. And as long as when, you know, you write down your name, as long as this person's debit goes through and they get their money deposited, they don't give a damn if you walk in those doors ever, ever, ever again. And that's the God's honest truth, and you know it. There is zero accountability in big box gyms, okay? There's even zero accountability with some personal trainers that I've experienced in my past, okay? There is. You know, you don't show up for your personal training session, which you just paid $70 for
or $50 for. You know, there's people out there, and you know who you are. You're spending $300 a month on personal training, and you don't show up for your session. You're going to get a text message like, hey, where are you and everything. But you know what that means? That means you just lost a session, and that personal trainer gets paid to go have lunch, and it's your money, and nothing changes. All right? You think that it's getting you accountability. There's a lot of great personal trainers out there. Okay? Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of great personal trainers out there. There's also some that just aren't going to care if you show up after you pay the money. All right. Reaching health and fitness goals, sometimes it's not always easy. Sometimes you are losing and gaining and losing and gaining the same 5 pounds or 10 pounds, losing and gaining, losing and gaining, losing and gaining. You know, and for some people, for a lot of people, the key to breaking that cycle, this roller coaster cycle, is going to be the accountability part of it. All right, I'm going to move on from that part there. Okay. What I've learned about accountability in my career and in my life, and I'm talking about accountability in goal setting, is that to achieve your goals, to have incredible goals achieved in an incredible way, there are a couple of ways that you need to hold yourself accountable and let other people hold you accountable too. Having this type of an accountability program, by the way, which of course the Max Challenge of Clinton offers you, is beneficial in a couple of ways. Number one, it's going to keep you honest. Okay. If you are not going to be honest with yourself when you talk to us, we will be very compassionate. I mean, Team Clinton is some of the most compassionate people I have ever had the privilege to work with. Seriously, the most compassionate hearts. It's not just about having a beautiful center. Hey, Natalie, thanks for watching. It's not just about the beautiful center, and it's not just about the events. It's we seriously care about our members and about the people who walk in our doors. All right? So most of the time you think, though, that when you come up with these excuses and you come to us, we're just going to kind of nod along, you know, like we're behind the desk of a big box gym. We'll nod and we'll say, well, you know, I can understand how you feel probably, but we're also going to keep you honest. We're going to say, well, listen, what if you just did this differently? Maybe you would have more success. Okay. This is an informational challenge. It's a way of living. The Max Challenge of Clinton, it's a way of living. But one of the first steps when you have this type of accountability is you are gearing yourself up for the next 10 weeks by knowing that there's going to be people there that are going to care about you enough to know your name and to give you a phone call or a text message to make sure you're okay if you miss a class. That's the truth of it. Okay, we're going to check in on you with the nutrition. There's a whole bunch of other things. The other thing an accountability partner or program does is it makes you see yourself a little bit differently. When you or me only see ourselves from our own perspective, it's very difficult to grow personally. I'm talking self-improvement. I'll repeat that. When you only see things from your perspective, you're not getting any other feedbacks from somewhere, it's very difficult to grow. Having someone, or in this case, a team of people who are there to support you to make sure that this positive and beneficial change happens for you is going to help you to grow in a personally develop in ways you never thought possible. You know, we had an amazing class today. Amazing class. And if you're listening and you're coming tonight at 5:30 or 7:30, you are in for a treat. And at the end of these classes, myself and Jillian in her class, we were looking at people and saying to them, do you remember your first day here? Do you remember how you felt? And we looked at them and we were like, now look what you just accomplished, because it was a great class and people really had a chance to do their personal best. And man, oh man, I am so proud of every single one of our members because they really brought it to town. So as your coaches, Okay, we are going to share things with you and give you a different perspective on yourself, one that you may not get if you're only listening to your own thoughts. The other thing this does too is it's going to keep you involved. And being involved, I'm going back to that word consistency that I spoke about a little while ago, being involved and engaged in this helps you to keep your focus so that you keep your eye on the prize. Because you know how we are. Come on, let's be honest. You know how we are. We're all over. We're looking all over the place. There's distractions everywhere, and it's over here, and there's family stuff here, and work stuff's over here, or school, and the kids, the grandkids, the money. Man, there's going to be a thousand things to pull you in different directions. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to have somebody who's going to keep you engaged and to help you stay focused on why you are doing this. Sitara, hey, thanks for watching. Good to see you. So it's going to keep you focused. It's going to help keep you focused. The other thing it does too, and I personally believe this, I say this a lot, is it makes the process of change a little bit more fun. It really does. Now, I've said this before and I've lived it. We make our classes fun. We do. We have a good time in our classes. They're 45 minutes long. We're not keeping you there for 90 minutes. Okay. But the classes are fun. There's laughing involved, people smiling. Sure, we work. Of course we work. It's a workout. Okay. But we are also having a good time and we're forming friendships. And that's the amazing thing to see at the end of this challenge also is people who just 10 short weeks ago walked in as complete strangers are now friends. You know, they care about each other. If somebody's not in that day, like I said to you earlier, they'll come and ask me, hey, is so-and-so all right? Are they sick? It's just a great little family that it's coming up with. So, hey, Jamie, thanks for watching, kiddo. So it does help to make it more fun. Some days, you know, when you need to report back and talk to people and, you know, share things, you know, it might be a little on the tough side. But you know what? You are also going to share your successes. You're going to share your victories with us and with not just with Team Clinton, but the other people in the challenge and in the center. And then you know what you're going to get to do as you build upon these successes. And I guarantee you, you will at the Max Challenge of Clinton if you stick to the consistency of the program. You're not just going to share it with your classmates. Now you're going to share it with your family and your friends and your coworkers because you are going to feel freaking amazing. And you know what? Sharing victories is fun. It is. It is. You know, sharing letdowns is a necessity. You know, life isn't is just peaches and cream all the time. And out of those two things, only the peaches is compliant. Okay, there's a joke for you. Georgia, hey, thanks for watching. But it's fun to share victories. It's fun to tell people, you know, how much you've lost. It's fun to tell people how strong you've gotten and your agility has increased. It's fun to tell people that you've been on hikes and you weren't winded. It's fun to tell people that you had to go shopping and you're down two or three sizes and it's you haven't been in that size dresser pants in years. It's fun to do that. And that's a side effect of having somebody who is going to keep you accountable to your health and fitness program. That's a guarantee. It also helps with the goal setting. I mean, seriously, you have some people at Team Clinton. Hey, Holly. Jenny, hi. You have people at Team Clinton who care about you, and you're going to set your goals. You may need to reassess your goals. We're going to listen. We're going to sit down with you. You know, that's what we do. We sit down with people after almost every class. We chat. We ask questions. We answer questions. We help people reevaluate their nutrition plan because we do offer complete nutritional counseling that works in tandem with the classes to optimize the results that you need and you are going to get. I guarantee that. So it does help, you know, to set these things together and to reassess your goals. The part of the accountability on that is that it's not even a bad thing, you know, and that's an interesting thing because when we hear the word, like maybe it's an American thing, But when we hear the word accountability, you know, the way we hear it is accountability. It's a bad thing. No, it's not. It's not. It's necessary. And it can be fun, and it can definitely be beneficial. Remember the statistic I shared with you before. When you have a specific accountability to people on a goal, you have a chance of succeeding at those goals by 95%. That's virtually unheard of. So the other thing, aside from reassessing your goals and creating new goals, is this, and this is the kind of the meat and potatoes of this one, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to keep you on the path. It will keep you on the path towards reaching those goals. And as we like to say at the Max Challenge of Clinton, crushing your goals, killing them. Okay? That's what we have been seeing the last 10 weeks, people crushing their goals. There are people who are watching right now, and I see their names, okay, that have amazing stories and amazing goals, and they are sincerely succeeding at them. Say that five times fast. Sincerely succeeding at them, okay? But it's going to keep you on the path, no matter how fast or slow. It's going to keep you moving forward. And that's a key thing, all right? It's something I said to the classes that I teach. You know, for instance, we needed to do something nutritionally for 2 weeks, and people looked at me like, oh my gosh, really? And I'm like, folks, don't get all melodramatic. It's 2 weeks. You've been abusing your body for years. It's only 2 weeks. Come on. And it's something that we like to say at the beginning of our challenges too. It's only 10 weeks. And I think there's people out there watching. They just repeated it with me. It's only 10 weeks. All right. You've been abusing your body for years before this. It's only 10 weeks. You got this. You can do it. So, but we get into this mentality that if it's not happening fast, okay, because boy, oh boy, there's a TV commercial on at 2 o'clock in the morning that says I can lose, you know, 50 pounds in 30 days and it's, you know, blah, 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 and all I need are these special pills and blah, 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 blah. It's all bull crap. Okay. It's going to keep you moving forward even if you're going slowly, and going slowly is still forward. Okay. There's going to be problems here and there, roadblocks, okay? Problems are opportunities. There's going to be little roadblocks and stumbles here and there, but one of my favorite analogies, especially with nutrition, when it comes to this, is that if you're walking down a flight of stairs and you slip on one stair, but you grab the banister, the railing, and you, what are you going to do next? Are you going to throw yourself down the rest of the stairs because you slipped on one? Hell no. No, you're not. You're going to hold on to that railing and you're going to stand up straight, fix yourself, and you will continue on your journey. That's what it's all about. And seriously, Team Clinton, with the accountability part of this, we're there to listen. Sometimes we, I don't know, I'm not sure how on the fly how to say this nicely or anything. The best thing I can come up with is we get confessions every now and then. People keep themselves accountable. You know, we have a secret Facebook page that when you enroll, you're put into this community. It's an amazing dynamic of compassion and kindness and caring and creativity when it comes to recipes. But there's people that put accountability posts up on our secret Facebook page because they are damn serious about crushing their health and fitness goals. I'm coming up on a hard break in just a few seconds, and then we're going to come back and we'll finish talking about accountability. You will not want to move. We're going to finish this out, this discussion. You stay where you are. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Write it down. Pick up your phone right now. Call us now. Get into the challenge that starts on Monday. I guarantee you, you will not regret it. We'll keep it fun. We'll keep it real. And like I like to say, we have real people with real successes. These members that are here with us, you know, that have been hitting their goals and surpassing their goals, they're your neighbors. They're not strangers. Where do you think they live? They live next to you. They go to work with you. They're at the bus stop with you. All right? These are real people. So I'll come right back. Don't you move.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And I am back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Ron's waiting to take your call. Lauren is. I am. My name's Mark. We are here to take your calls. Megan and Jillian and Sarah are there to help you keep it fun and real. 908-627-7020. That's it. So I'm going to finish up the show talking about accountability. I think everything so far that I've said has made sense. One of the ingredients, as Ron likes to say, for the salad, this is all salad, but one of the ingredients to make this salad work for you is you need to be honest with yourself. Okay. I want you to think about where you are right now. Think about it. How do you feel right now? And how much longer are you willing to feel this way when a phone call away or a visit to our center at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza in Clinton? All you have to do is be honest with yourself. And then once you've made that decision, I need you to take massive action and have a leap of faith and join our challenge on Monday. One of the things you're going to get, I mean, first of all, you're going to get amazing classes, 45-minute classes, highly motivating, inspiring. You're going to get a complete nutritional program, nutritional tools, no pills, no potions. Where you are shopping for your food right now is where you're going to continue to shop. And that nutrition plan is designed to work side by side in tandem with our classes to optimize amazing, amazing, amazing results. And the other thing you're going to get besides that is the motivational part of it, the accountability part of it, and we will be by your side while you're doing it. So you need to enroll in this program because it will change your life. It will. I had written a little question here that says, would you like to know how to increase the odds of succeeding at your goals by 95%? I think I kind of hinted that already. You increase it by 65% if you commit to someone, but if you have specific accountability with people, you can increase that by 95%. Goals take time. They take time, don't they? And I mean, the good ones, the good goals, the ones that are worth having, they're going to take some work and perseverance and commitment to achieve. And I mentioned three words earlier, and I'd shared this with some of the amazing members in our classes. You make the decision, you make the commitment, now you need the resolve. So what I need you to do is to follow through on this. There might even be some people right now that are members, okay, and you know me, and I know you, and you haven't even been fully taking advantage of the accountability that we offer. What do I mean by that? I'll give you an example. We give you a complete nutritional program to follow and you're not following it and you're wondering why you're feeling frustrated. Okay? We're giving you the tools. You're just not following it. But you're also not talking about it either. You're not coming to us. You're not asking questions. You're not admitting that you're not following it. Well, maybe that's tonight, tomorrow, where you sit down with one of us and you say, hey, you know, I've been doing this program and I want to see better results, but I haven't been following your nutrition program. How do I get back on track? And we will show you how to do it. That's part of it too. You see, you can cover it up, but, you know, I think it's the truth of it and everything. I think when you're in the middle of class and you're doing class, whether you feel differently or feel better or not is your way of gauging how your nutrition program is, you know. And if you are doing the classes and you're doing them religiously, you're coming in 5 days a week, and you know, you're sneaking a bag of Twizzlers every morning before you come to class, you're going to feel like garbage in class. So you need to talk to us about this. You need to talk to us because we are experts in this field. We are. And we will help you. So the accountability part is not just something that we're going to offer willy-nilly. It's not just something that we're going to offer and shove down your throat, okay? We're going to offer it because that's what you've asked us to do. But sometimes you're going to need to come and admit things. And everybody is a human being. Everybody struggles with things. Everybody thinks they can do it better on their own, okay? And if that's been you, my God, stop it. Stop it. Don't waste another day. Sit down with us. Talk to us about your program. I won't name names, but I know the owner and my buddy there, Ron, sat down with one of our members a couple of weeks ago, and she was struggling. And he changed just a couple of things for her daily nutrition plan, and boom, she started dropping weight. I'm not kidding. God's honest truth. So, you see, when you tell yourself and no one else that you're going to hit a goal, it could be going to, you know, getting a new exercise routine, new nutritional plan. It could be a goal like writing a book or quitting smoking or just, you know, starting and completing a project, a meaningful project that you want. When you quit, you're going to be just okay with it. You will, because there's going to be nobody to talk to you about it. It's easy, and this is the truth, it's easy to choose something like that because it's much more comfortable. It's just comfortable. But, you know, you have to break out of your comfort zone. You have to learn to be comfortably uncomfortable. Ron. I hope he's listening to that one. The fact of the matter is that when you make your goals public, not just to yourself, but when you make your goals public, and write them down, by the way, please write them down. That's another key to the success here. I only got a couple of minutes here. Time flies when we're having fun here. But when you make your goals public like that, you're going to receive a combination of responses from people also that will add fuel to your desire to succeed. What do I mean by that? Let me tell you. When you share your goals, and you don't have to tell me what your goals are. That's fine. But when you do share them publicly, whether it's with family, with friends, with Team Clinton, with Facebook land, there's going to be people cheering you on. You are going to get reactions that are going to pour fuel and feed that desire for you to succeed at this. It just happens. And, you know, it's that encouragement. And it's something that myself and Megan and Jillian are doing with class today. We're cheerleading. And we're cheerleaders out there cheering you on, letting you know that we care and that you can do these things. So accountability is going to bring that into play too. All right, I got just about 2 minutes here. Listen, I said it before, I'm going to say it again. You don't need to waste your money on a judgment-free zone, which equals an accountability-free zone also. You don't need to waste that money, okay? You need to call us. You need to understand that now is the only time you have, and this challenge, which you've been putting off, because I know there's going to be people watching and listening that knew they could have started July 16th with us, and they didn't. They gave themselves some excuses, and they allowed themselves to believe those excuses, and those excuses came to life and shifted your focus, and you did not take any action. It's different now. It's different. Imagine, listen to me. Imagine if you had started 10 weeks ago. Where you're sitting right now, at your desk, in your car, wherever you are, walking, wherever you're listening to this, how much different would you feel? And listen, everybody has got different goals. Some people come into the center, they're not there to lose weight. We're not a weight loss center, okay? We're a health and fitness center. But, hey, Sarah, good to see you. Let's say, what would happen if you started 10 weeks ago? How different would you feel today if you were down 15 pounds, 20 pounds? You know, what I try to do is I try to focus people, like, especially if somebody's birthday is, you know, 10 weeks away or more. How are you going to feel if you get to go clothes shopping for yourself for your birthday? The holidays are coming up. Okay? How about you treat yourself to a new wardrobe for the holidays, for Christmas, Hanukkah? That's money well spent. Okay? I've said it before and I'll say it again. Our program is not expensive. Your new wardrobe will be. That's the truth of the matter. Okay? All right. Listen, I'm going to leave you here. You can share this link. The link is going to be posted. So if you missed any portion of this program, you will be able to go back and listen to it. And I advise that you do that. Search out our videos. We have tons of videos. We have videos with member testimonials. These are real people who are crushing their goals. They look amazing. They feel amazing. They sound amazing. They are amazing. And we at the Max Challenge of Clinton are so proud, so blessed, and so lucky to know them and to be a part of their process. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. Call now. I will see you next Wednesday. You have an amazing day. Remember to take it to the max. Boom!
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is in New Bern, North Carolina, visiting some of the damage caused by the flooding after Hurricane Florence.
Hurricane Florence was one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the Carolinas, one of the most powerful and devastating storms ever to hit our country. To the families who have lost loved ones, America grieves with you, and our hearts break for you. God bless you. We will never forget your loss. We will never leave your side. We're with you all the way. And to all those impacted by this terrible storm, our entire American family is with you and ready to help, and you will recover.
The status of a public hearing set for Monday into the allegations against Judge Brett Kavanaugh remained in doubt after lawyers for the woman said the woman would like the FBI to investigate the matter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable.
Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The feds are handing out fines over the deadly collapse of a pedestrian bridge in Florida earlier this year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, citing companies that designed and built the bridge at Florida International University in Miami for failing to provide workers with a safety line and or remove them from the area, even though significant cracks had been found. The March 15th collapse killed five motorists and one worker and injured five other workers. OSHA fining five companies more than $86,000.
A new survey came out that said many older Americans who retired from their previous jobs are returning to the workforce in a process that some people are calling unretiring. The survey